Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get...
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Mickey and Sylvia, bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, James A. Cusimano is here, ladies and gentlemen. James has had a number of careers as an engineer, as an executive, as an entrepreneur, as a filmmaker. Now he's in the hospitality business, and he also now is an author. The book, Balance the Business Life Connection, is what we're talking about today. James, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website again,
please? It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Give us a website again, please.
The website is www. And then it's all one word, balancethebusinesslifeconnection.com. That's the title
right.
of the book.
Check that out. Is it available right now?
Oh, yeah. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major bookstores. You can even download it from Amazon and Kindle as an e-book.
Oh, good, good. So check that out, folks. James, you've had a long career. And in the previous segment, I asked you about what was the common denominator to your success. You said it was standing on the shoulders of giants, and I'm really glad you said that. And I want to stick in there. Two of my giants were my parents, and I know many people feel that same way, but sometimes, unfortunately, after they're gone. But I wanted to ask you this segment about we know how successful you were. We can read about that, but some things that might not always come out is, and there's some of the things that we learn the most from the people whose shoulders we stand on, like yours, James, are, what did you do wrong? What are some of the mistakes that you made?
Well,
what can we learn from those?
That's a good question. I think, Jim, what I'd like to do is to share two experiences with you, and they demonstrate what I did wrong. And I think for those people who might be listening in who are entrepreneurs and building businesses, it might be a good thing to at least contemplate. The first was, the first mistake that I made was that we were growing our company Catalytica, which we were the world's experts in catalytic technology. So we were developing technologies to make things cleaner and cheaper. And we were going through some tough times, and a company arose. I don't want to mention their name. They're one of the largest privately held companies in the United States. And they became interested in us, and they expressed an interest to throw a large amount of money at us to invest in the company in research. And it was so tempting, but I have to tell you, I knew right at the beginning, without making a judgment about whether they're right or wrong, their values were very different than ours.
Mm-hmm.
And by values, I mean what we hold sacred, important, the way we like to run a company.
We know what values mean here. We talk about it all the time here.
Well, then you understand what I'm saying. So I'm not making a judgment about the company, but what I want to say is that we were so enthused about raising money because things were getting tough that we allowed them to inject money into the company. And
even though you were concerned about the connection, the misconnect of the values,
right,
you went ahead and did it against your better judgment.
I did it because I said, "Oh, I'm sure we could work it out." You know, you
right.
argue with your ego and or
right.
your, let's say, your consciousness.
You can justify
you
anything,
with it,
can't you?
And you figure, well, I'm sure we can work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is 18 months later, without hardly any notice, they pulled out a huge amount of money. They had put $14 million in the company,
mm-hmm.
and they cut off the funding immediately. What that caused us to do was the only time in the history of our company we had to have a layoff, and we had to lay off really good people we really
mm-hmm.
cared about,
mm-hmm.
in order to save the company. Otherwise, the whole company would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the example here is never, ever accept money or investment or do deals with people that have fundamentally different values than you do.
Right.
It always leads to problems,
right.
and sometimes it can be catastrophic like it was in this case.
The money will only be attractive the day you get it. A
exactly.
year later, the money won't be attractive, but you'll still be with those same people.
Exactly, and that was one. And the other one, I think, is another example that I think people who are building companies, especially if you're venture financed or if people putting money in your company, And that is the following. If you have some really sexy technology you're working on, or you're doing something really interesting and you fall in love with the technology, you got to be real careful, because what we did, to just give you the example, we were venture financed, and we had a huge, we had raised well over $100 million in venture financing, and we were working on what I call all home runs. These are things that if you were successful would completely change the world. And there's a desire to do that, because when people, venture capitalists, put money in your company, they want you to really get a real big one.
That's
a big
right.
one. So even though they don't say it quite like that, there's a lot of pressure to
right.
do that. Well, what happened after 3 or 4 years, we were making progress, but we weren't making it fast enough. And I said to the guys, I said, you know, guys, we got to figure out, we got to hit a couple of singles. We can't just go for all these home runs. And so what we decided is, we looked around and we said, what area could we make an impact in with our catalytic knowledge immediately? And we decided pharmaceuticals was an area where people were making drugs and they were using very inefficient technologies, using lots of toxic materials, and we knew we could make an impact on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lots of room to do that, because drugs have a very high margin.
Right. I got 30 seconds, James.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Anyway, we decided to hit a couple of singles. We bought a plant in North Carolina, and it turned out that Catalytica Pharmaceuticals became a huge success. And I can tell you more about that when we come back, if you like.
Well, I'll tell you, James, well, I'm going to have to wrap it up with you, but I want you to come back soon. We're going to call you from Prague, where you live now, next time.
Absolutely.
James Cusimano, thank you for being here. Congratulations on the book. The book is called Balance, The Business Life Connection. Balance, The Business Life Connection. .com is the website. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.